Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle catches it and throws to first to double up Hauser. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. 1 out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mincher strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chance is called out on strikes. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive towards first. Mincher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Woody Held now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing right field. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Grant goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Oliva is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 6-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Killebrew scores. Mincher scores. Allison moves to third. It's 8-0, Twins. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 9-0, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Twins. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Salmon hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Grant reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grant moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant scores. Kindle moves to third. Rollins moves to second. It's 10-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Rollins scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 12-2, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Allison moves to third. It's 13-2, Twins. Dick Donovan now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 4 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Tony Oliva now playing right field. Bob Allison now playing left field. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dukan pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Paul Dukan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dukan hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.